we're getting pretty close to what it looked like, eh, man? How many believe that? Well, such power on that message there that I tell you what, I think I will pray tonight about 8 or 10 people. If you're sick, you have disease, there's something wrong with you, any kind of oppression, something. About 8, that's all we need because the message is strong. I can pray a mass prayer and get the rest of you. Now come on down here and I'll start off with them. We'll build up a little bit of faith here and then I'll turn and pray for the audience there. And no matter if you got pains and incurable diseases, doesn't make any difference to the Lord. You just saw it. Anything you ask for. And that's about how many will have. And then I'll pray a mass prayer. And we'll get the rest of you knowledge. If your faith is high, you can get healed right where you're at there. All right, go ahead and be seated. Now, you want to come up here. What would you like Jesus to do for you?
I need a double portion of his anointing in my life. Tomorrow is my birthday, and I want a double portion of his anointing.
Tomorrow is your birthday?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Lord Jesus, a double portion of power. Long before she came, you foreknew this day, Lord. Now touch her and let the anointing be upon her right now. Guidance to Lord and witnessing and whatever she's got to do, Lord. Touch her and those in the audience. Let the anointing become stronger each day. And let the presence become stronger each day. Because each passing day, we're getting closer to your coming. And I can feel the power of God getting closer and closer and closer. Anoint now. Anoint thy people as never before. For thou shalt have anointed people. Amen. They won't be a mixture. They'll be anointed. How many of you believe that? Glory to God. But that is, they won't be part word, part man, and part greed, and part this. They'll be all anointed. And it'll be all word.
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand clap. Don't you get to feel that?
Hallelujah.
Oh, that feels good, doesn't it? Amen. Feels good.
Praise the Lord, Brother Frisbee. I'd like the Lord to heal me from the my allergies. They've been kicking up since between the seasons and everything.
Yeah, everybody. I get letters in the mail now where the flowers and all that. And it's just a fight, you know. God is really good. You know, one thing about it, he heals people of that, all right. And sometimes they run right back to the bush and try to get it back. Sometimes they can't even do it then. But he has seasons, so he has mercy on his people. By changing the season, he'll get rid of them for them if they can't get healed and they're unbelievers. So he's really a God of mercy, isn't he? Amen. But you're a believer, and we're going to believe God together. Now, Jesus, in this season of time, and the allergies, Lord, upon this earth evidently serve some kind of purpose, Lord. But at the same time, they're hindering people. Open up her head. I command all of it to go. Every problem of the allergy. Loosen her head right now as she relaxes. And Lord, reach out in the audience. Hay fever, sinus problems, Lord. And any type and form that would bother them in their chest or their lungs. Any type of valley fever. I don't care what it is. Loosen them in the head, Lord. Loosen them in the throat. I command it to go away from thy people. Free them, Lord, completely of these things that would hinder them right now, Jesus. Let her breathe normal through her head and chest, nose, and everywhere. God is good. Now, how's that feel right there?
Ooh, it feels good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Now, you carry that with you. He can't get you. Give the Lord a hand clap. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
I had lung cancer and asthma.
Okay. Now, let's let you breathe better. And God gets you breathing better. Getting that asthma out of there. And that lung cancer. And all that out of there. That's no problem for him. The only problem is like a woman coming to him, Lord, oh, just a few crumbs. And oh, my. That's all. And just believe. I only believe, Jesus said, and she shall be made whole. Now, I command the asthma. And I command the curse of cancer on this woman in the lungs to dry up right now and disappear. Healed, Jesus. Let her breathe normal from her lungs. Cleanse her lungs and create new ones. Because thou art the great creator. And all the asthma in the audience or any cancer, should there be any in the audience, I command it to go. Heal, Jesus. How sweet thou art to thy people, Lord. Coming soon. Coming for a healed church. Oh, the hour is coming where they'll all be healed at one time and taken up. Oh, my. Let her breathe again now. Do you know, if she needs new lungs, did you know that the Lord create those lungs just as like that? Now breathe through your lungs and chest and so forth.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Keep on saying, boy, thank you, Jesus.
Praise your holy name.
He's great. Jesus, open up your hands.
Oh,
yeah. He just breathes in.
Oh, Jesus.
How's those old lungs now that had cancer and that asthma in the chest built?
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Now breathe. Do you feel a complete difference in there? You do? Do you believe Jesus touched you there?
Oh, yes.
There's no pain there now, is there at all?
No.
No pain. Hard to believe that he can just take that out there just like that. Now, anoint.
Anoint my eyes, Lord Jesus.
Anoint her eyes.
Anoint me, Jesus.
Anoint her everywhere.
Ooh.
Oh, Lord, stabilize this entire body. Boy, you know what he can take? He can take and build that body strong and nothing can come back into it again. And Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. I praise your holy name.
Oh, that's the way to be, boy. Just get right down with him, boy. You get down to level with the Lord Jesus, you get all things are possible then. Speak the word only, the Lord says then, boy. You can really get there. Now breathe again.
Yes, it does.
Is that a miracle worker?
Yes, he is.
You keep thanking Jesus. There's where it comes from. It comes from the Lord Jesus. Okay, Brother Carl, come over here. Amen.
Brother Frisbee, I came up to thank Jesus for healing me in Valley. I had Valley Fever in February for about 21 days or more. I also want to thank you for praying for me. I never felt better in my life.
And at your age, boy, old Valley Fever's hard to kick, but you got him, didn't you?
I lost 20 pounds, but I've gained back 10.
Yeah, that'll do you good later on, won't it?
I feel better now,
sure.
Now than I did before.
Sure, sure.
Also, I have an unspoken request of something that's coming up that we need to have you pray about.
Lord, he has unspoken request. Meet this unspoken request. Work a miracle, Jesus. And then keep strengthening his body. Even at his age, he believes, Lord, in his heart, that you brought him out of that valley fever. Now he feels good, and let the power and strength of the Spirit be in him right now, and handle the problems he's got on his heart, and the request on his heart, and go before him, Lord, and help in every manner that you can, Jesus, and those in the audience, you got any problems, unspoken requests, answer every one of them, Lord. You're the same one as we saw tonight on that film in there. The same power. Thank you, Jesus. How's that?
Fine.
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 Great. Amen. Okay. All right, here.
I have a corn post for years I can never get rid of it. Calluses.
Yeah.
Under my feet and corn up my chin.
In your feet.
And my body is very weak.
Weak.
There's an unspoken.
You what?
I said, I have something that I can't say out loud.
Okay, an unspoken request. All right. Lord, although she can't speak it out loud, you've done heard it. You know what it is, Lord. Answer the unspoken request. Work a miracle for her. Give her new feet, Lord. Rebuild them. Create for her what she needs. And drive out the soreness. And take all the calluses out. And touch the entire body and strengthen it. And let her feel a refreshing of the Holy Spirit. And a refreshing of the joy of the Holy Spirit. And I know and I feel from the Lord that the devil in this world and people themselves has just sapped the joy of the real church. They just go around with pins like they're picking it, pumping it out of them. And you'd have twice as many miracles. You'd feel twice as good if you could keep that old joy rolling. And old Satan's job, it seems like, is just to shoot the joy down as fast as it rises up. And you keep the joy of the Lord in your heart. And he loves the joy, because in the joy is power. Now, strengthen her, Lord. The joy of the Lord is my strength, it says in the Bible. Now, right now, touch her. Now, you're going to feel the anointing. It's going to be all over you right now. And every part. And now, he knows about that unspoken request. Ooh, Jesus. What's happening to you? You're like you got transfixed with him here. You and him have talking it over here? Well, I'll tell you, she got an experience there. Lord, you touch her from the head right here to her feet. Amen. Did you believe he done that?
Yes.
How do you feel now?
I felt something on my head all
over. You felt it in your head, went all over your body.
Yes.
It went in your arms.
Yes.
And it got all through there.
Because I had been so weak.
You had been so weak there in your arms, and you got strength all over.
Well, that's great. Is that Jesus?
Yes.
He's alive, isn't he?
Yes.
Why, he's alive. Give the Lord a hand clap. God bless your heart. Jump for joy. Do you know what it said? Leap for joy. Maybe if you jump some, you get happy. Amen.
Hello,
well,
Brother Fritz.
I've seen you for a while. You thought I wouldn't know you, didn't you? You got one of the... When we first opened the building here, you got a miracle from the Lord. And we televised it, too.
And
it was televised during that time.
Yes.
And he really gave you a miracle, because you really had a bad situation going there. But that night you got a miracle.
Yes.
A lot of water's been over the bridge since then, boy.
Sure.
And a lot of things have happened many, many years ago. And so what do you want the Lord to do tonight? And I hear that you're married. Poor old Bill's gone now, isn't he?
Yes.
I remember him a long time ago.
Senor.
If he'd have stayed here and stayed away from that liquor way down there, he'd have probably still been shouting the victory, wouldn't he?
Yes, he would have. He sure would have, Brother Frisbee.
Okay, what do you want him to do?
Well, I need a touch. I've been feeling a little weak, and I mainly wanted to come up here and say hello to you, though. I hadn't been able to for a couple of years.
You'll feel good just doing that. You'll
bless yes.
you. And then we're going to pray and pray for your family. Your strength will come back now, and we'll pray. You know, just before you got here, he was dealing in strength, wasn't he? See, two of them at the same time. And I'll pray for that there. Lord, she's taking on like another obligation now in life. And in life, sometimes things are hard. But you make a way. Now strengthen her with joy and touch her family. And let the power of God be with her, and no matter what, Lord. And let the joy and the power and peace, the rest that she needs, Lord, and the conviction in her heart of a surety, Lord God, that you're with her. Put it in her heart. And God will never leave you. He won't forsake you. If you lose your faith, you're liable to lose him. But if you keep your faith, you can't, because he's hung to faith and he don't turn it loose. And faith is hung to his word. Now, touch her real good. Strengthen her all over her body. And those in the audience, strengthen them tonight, Jesus. He is alive. He is real. Woo! You can feel him going now. Here he comes. He's really great. Oh, my. How would you like to have been back there when old Job was down where he thought that he was on his last deathbed, and a whirlwind came and his hair stood up on him in there? Oh, my. And Elijah thought all was gone. An angel appeared in there. And all over the Bible, when things look so bleak, suddenly Jesus or God or an angel would appear out of nowhere. How great he is. He's the same tonight. You entertain angels unawares. They're walking all around us. They're here to help you. And they will. Oh, my. Boy,
oh,
boy, you got plenty. You may feel rest. You'll sleep some.
Oh, yes. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes.
Good.
Well,
yes.
I'm glad to see you again. Thank you for coming by. She sent me the best apples I ever eat from Washington. That's the only place you can get the best. She did that a long time ago. So I don't forget things like that. It's a long time ago.
Brother Frisbee, I have a bump here that doesn't seem to go away.
A bump on there.
And I ask the Lord for some anointing.
All right. Let's pray. Jesus, let the anointing come upon her right now. You know, you was here the other night. And he helped you, because I feel a freedom that he broke some of that down. He already did. Now you go on with that and get more of it. Now touch the bumps.
Touch the body. And let the power of God come upon her and her boy too, Lord. Time with you, Lord, and providence we're dealing with. And it's in your time and providence, and that's all that we can do is put it in your hands, Lord. Now touch her and let the anointing be upon her, guiding her steps, Jesus, and keeping her correct with the word of God. And let the revelation and power of God be upon her and in the audience. And to all of them people in the audience, Lord, and some of those that has had to make decisions, and the last, maybe over the last month, the last week or two, decisions, help them in the decisions they've got to make, Lord, because you're the great decision maker, and you carry the burdens we don't. Woo, take the burden off. How do you feel now? You feel good?
Yeah, I feel very good.
Very good. God bless your heart. You get on a few up here, you can kind of take your time and kind of handle them right good here.
I've been having itchy eyes and runny nose, and I need help with those. I also need the Lord to guide me in some things.
Touch this little baby too, Jesus, right here. Let the anointing come off the baby on the woman. The innocent baby will just hit a supercharge through him, and it'll come right through you. Now, touch the baby. And now, Lord, open up her head. Take away the allergies. Lord, in your spirit, you have things that can cope with this. And you can take it away right now and banish it. I command everything to clear up. Strengthen her right now. And let her feel the power of faith and great confidence. Let it come back to the church strongly. More stronger than ever, let the confidence of Elijah return. Let the confidence of Elisha too return. Amen. And that of Moses and a few more and Joshua. We need the confidence and power in God's word. That alone's enough to drive out everything. Take the watering out of her eyes and nose and head right now, Jesus. How do you feel right there?
Oh, I can breathe very well. No problems with that.
No problem with that now. He's really great, isn't he? And keep her lungs clear, Lord Jesus, right now. Give the Lord a hand clap. Praise the Lord. This morning in a sermon, I was going to come back and put it on again. And I was preaching about facts instead of the resurrection because we had that coming. And right in the thing in there is an Acts. It said, this same Jesus that you see go away will come again. And then right above there in Thessalonians, it said, the Lord himself shall descend. So who is he? How many of you got that? Amen. Come over here. I'll get to that later.
I have cough, stuffy nose, and itching eyes. Also, Wednesday is my birthday, and I want the Lord to bless me especially.
Yeah. You know, we've got a lot of notes on these allergies, these oleanders and those bushes out there, and they're blowing. They used to send people over to Arizona to get rid of all that. Now that they got it all greened up around here, they come over here and get it. But I'm going to pray for you, and we're going to believe God. Amen? Jesus, open up her head, her eyes, and the request that she spoke about, unspoken. Loosen her head. Take away the allergies, Lord, from her throat, eyes, and nose, and head. I command them to come out of there in the name of the Lord. And those in the audience that have any type, any pain, any type in their head, any kind of allergies, anything, we command it to go and strengthen their body for how great he is, how great he is, how great he is. Ooh. Now, you breathed, will you? It's opening up. Now, watch right here. You're more than great, Lord. Oh, my, there's no words to describe. She's opening up. I command the nose to open and the hands of God to be right where mine are at. And let the fire of the Holy Spirit go up in that nose. Give her a miracle and not just heal. Now, sometimes they begin to breathe, and it's all gone within hours. Other times, immediately, they can breathe out of their nose. Touch them and let them breathe again, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Now breathe through there. I put it right there on the nose. What happened there?
It's blowing up.
Boy, it blowed it out. Woo!
Well, I got it right to the spot, didn't I?
Yes.
Is that Jesus?
Yeah, it is.
Well, he's wonderful. Give the Lord a hand clap. You'll be all right. You praise the Lord.
I want you to pray for me for my birthday Wednesday.
Your birthday's Wednesday? Yeah. We got a lot of birthdays coming up here. My lands, what month are we in? Yeah, I know where we're at. Amen. The last couple of months for me have been different than any time in 30 years, and I'm hiding it. In my ministry, of the way that that God put me through and what, it's been different. In fact, the last couple of years off and on has been kind of different. But he knows what he's doing, and he's coming too. Now, Lord, right here, her birthday, now touch her, strengthen her, in Jesus' name. My, you know the exact time of birth. Not in May, not in September, but right now, I believe this is April, isn't it? You were born. Now, you know that must mean something, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You thank Jesus?
Yes.
Give the Lord a hand clap. Praise God.
I need healing for my whole body. I need healing for my whole body.
You want him to touch the entire body. All right, we're going to strengthen it. Lift your little hand up here. Lord, put strength. Begin to let it just come out. The anointing virtue on me, Lord. Let the virtue begin to surge through her body. And let it go up and down in her body, strengthening every point that needs to be strengthened. I command the healing and the strength, Lord, and vitality that she needs. And mentally and physically in every way to make her feel good. In Jesus' name. Help her, Lord. An unspoken request in her heart. Now touch those in the audience in the same manner. Young children, all of you out in the audience, you may feel like let down. This is the time of the year they put the pressure on you. You're in school. You know one day that'll pass. Right now, you've determined in your heart you'll do all you can, and you'll trust God all you can. And you'll trust the Lord. And I pray for those young people in that audience to handle all that, Lord. And be with them, Lord Jesus. And enlighten their minds and hearts. And let the joy of the Lord be with them no matter what. Now, how do you feel? Good. Was that a good experience?
Yes.
She said it sure was. Give the Lord a hand clap. Praise the Lord. God bless your heart. All right, I want you to all stand to your feet here tonight. Amen. Everyone can come here. Now, when you come down here, I'm going to pray a mass prayer. And we're going to believe the Lord together if there's anybody left that didn't get something, because he was really moving out through there. And let's just pray for souls. If you need salvation, no matter what it is, you pray for other people and shout the victory. Thank God for each day. And thank the Lord that he's with you tonight and that he'll be with you tomorrow and the next day. Amen. Come on now. Praise God. Well, that's just great. You know, those old messages, they're really something. Every time we're living in, this is the day of Christ. Amen. How many of you believe that? All right. Well, praise God. Now, I've been praying for the sick quite often because I've been gone a little bit too. So I'd say, about eight people tonight? You're sick. Something's wrong with you. Incurable. Or you got something, pain, some kind of sickness, lung problems or heart trouble, anything like that. I'll take about eight of them here tonight and we'll go ahead and we'll pray for some sick too. Day of Christ, this is his day. He's moving among his people. So you just get out of your seats. We get about that many over here and I'll pray for you. And you're suffering, you've got pain, any kind of sickness, and we'll get to it. And the rest of you can go ahead and be seated there. Praise the Lord. Okay. What would you like Jesus to do for you?
My teeth and my sore stomach.
Your stomach. Your teeth hurt in your stomach, you mean? Okay. Jesus, take the pain out of the tooth, Lord. Draw it right out of her mouth, pain and all. Now, touch her little stomach, Lord. Take the sickness out of her stomach completely. And I command it to go right now in Jesus' name.
Let her eat, Jesus. Let her eat again. Now, feel your stomach there. How does that feel? Did you feel your stomach? Did the pain go away? How's your tooth? Chew down on your tooth. How's that feel? Does that feel different now? Go ahead, feel your stomach. I want to make sure. She said, yeah, there's a difference. Yeah. Okay, she's smiling. Okay, now you want to come up here? Praise the Lord. What do you want Jesus to do for you?
My eyes hurt.
Jesus, take away the pain in the eyes, Lord. Take it all out in Jesus' name. Ooh. And loosen him from this pain. Now, how's that feel now? Your eyes feel good now? Can you look around now? Tell audience. All the pain gone?
Yes.
Well, forgive the Lord, hand clap. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen.
I haven't been up here for quite a while, and I just feel a need of a touch from the Lord, and I also have some physical problems. I have a sore that keeps coming on my eye, and I want that to disappear too, and just a real blessing from the Lord tonight.
Lord, dry it up. Heal the whole body and the eye. Give strength to this woman right now. Let the faith and power come back into her heart. In the name of the Lord, touch her, Jesus. Oh, my. Healing. Touch the people in the audience. Give them strength in the audience, Lord. Instead of a letdown, give them a build up. He will lift up your hearts unto the Lord, and then he'll lift you up. Woo, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Now, how do you feel?
Much better. Praise the Lord.
You feel good now?
Yes.
Give the Lord a hand clap. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord, Brother Frisbee. I came up here because I got allergies. So I'd like the Lord to clear up the allergies. And I got a couple of things on my heart that I'd like the Lord to work out. And also, I want to be in God's perfect will.
All right. All of these things, Lord, tonight. And then all the allergies and different things, Lord, we command them to go. No matter what the problems and troubles are, move. Now touch the ones in the audience that has allergies. In Jesus' name, right now. Ooh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. My. And let him feel your anointing all over his body, Jesus. Now, how does that feel now?
Feel great. Amen.
Feel great right now. Give the Lord a hand clap. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Brother Frisbee, I haven't been feeling too fine. And I've been kind of very weak, you know, and so upset. Keep screaming all over the place. And I just want the Lord to touch me. And I'm also standing for my little girl. She's been suffering from this allergy for the past 3 weeks.
All right, I'll do that. Lord Jesus, right now, Lord, touch her, strengthen her, and give her back her feeling. In Jesus' name, we rebuke this. In the name of the Lord, right now, Jesus. Woo, praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, my. How does that feel right now?
Great.
You feel good now?
Yeah.
She said it went. It disappeared. It sure went. Amen.
I need prayer for myself and for my family back in Nigeria. I need an encouragement for my wife. I need for to pray for my wife.
Okay.
And then I want them to be here, you know.
Yeah.
And I need help too. I need help too here to be, you know, to be established and be prospered.
Yeah. Give him the help, Lord. Now touch his wife in Nigeria. In the name of the Lord. And let the power of God come upon him in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Meet every need, Lord.
Amen.
Helping in every way.
Amen.
Work a miracle, Lord, for these
Amen.
People.
Amen.
This is your hour to work.
Amen.
And this is your time, Jesus. Touch him right now, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Touch him. Let him feel that anointing. Touch him in the audience. They got any problems, Lord. Help each one in that audience to renew their faith, renew everything, restore. Now,
how's that feel there?
Feel good.
You feel good now. Well, you look different. It looked like he touched you. He got a hold of you there. He sure did.
I need my joy back.
You need your joy back.
Amen. Lord, restore. The Bible said, I am the Lord, I shall. The word shall means that there's no wonder about it, no mistake about it. I shall restore, saith the Lord. And that means what he means. I shall restore. Now restore the joy in the woman, Lord. Take all things out of her heart. Anything she wants, all the requests, Lord. Any hidden request in her heart, unspoken request, work a miracle. Touch her right now. Amen. Let her feel all new. In Jesus' name, he is the great restorer. Ooh. Now, how's that feel?
Oh, Jesus, thank you.
Do you feel that good now?
Yeah, much better.
God bless your heart. Amen. Okay, we got it right here now.
I have a stomach ache. I have a stomach ache.
Oh, now, Lord, touch him. As he relaxes in the power of God right now, let the power of God come upon him, Lord. Inside his stomach, inside his whole body, take away any sickness, Lord. Loosen him from this. In the name of the Lord Jesus, right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, praise God. Praise God. Amen. How's your stomach feel now? It does. Do you believe that's Jesus? He's doing something, isn't he? Give the Lord a hand clap. Oh, praise. Okay. Come on down here, every one of you. I'm going to pray a mass prayer. And we're going to believe the Lord, no matter of what. You might have come to church for something special. Something on your heart you want God to do. Spiritually, physically, or materially, whatever it is. It doesn't make any difference. We'll believe together as a unit. And when we unite, we'll be just like great voltage. And as we unite together, we expect the Lord to answer all of the prayers. How many of you can say praise the Lord to that? Amen, 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 amen now. Okay, are you ready? Let's shout the victory.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Here. In every knee. Every knee. Every knee. Every need. Every need. Every need. Every need. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Shout. Shout the victory. Shout the victory. Oh, yeah. Oh, praise God. Thank you.